Immediately. This is an informal hearing on case number PU-18-380. It is 1:23 on Wednesday, February 13th. I'm Commissioner Brian Crotchis, joined by Commissioner Randy Chrisman. Commissioner Chrisman, any opening comments?
I do not, thank you.
I don't have any either. This is an informal hearing involving only undisputed facts. If there are any disputed facts, the informal hearing will be closed and we will issue a notice of hearing. The applicant does go first in this type of proceeding, but before starting, I'd like our staff to introduce themselves, followed by representatives of the company for the record.
Jerry Leon with staff.
Victor Shook with staff.
Carl Liepitz with MD Resources.
Garrett Sanger with Montana Dakota.
Travis Jacobson with Montana Dakota.
Stephanie Bosch with Montana Dakota.
Darcy Nigam with Montana Dakota.
All right, you can start on the generation resource cost recovery.
Good afternoon, Commissioners, and thank you for this opportunity. Montana Dakota filed its annual update to the generation resource recovery rate on November 2nd of 2018, just a correction to the materials that were handed out. I think it references 2019, so just correcting that to the filing date of 2018. The filing requests $3,597,952 to be collected, which reflects a projected 2019 revenue requirement and a true-up of actual costs and revenue through September of 2018. And with that, I will turn it over to Travis.
Thanks, Carl. Similar to the transmission rider, the tax docket 18-89 called for
to take the balance of the under-recovered plant and offset that with, and in this case, offset it in full with the non-plant excess deferred taxes. The tariff provisions, again similar to transmission, were updated to reflect the tariff language for special contracts as well as to remove the November 1st date, and that was submitted also on November 20th. Generation rider includes only the assets of the Lewis and Clark, the Rice Station, which was set aside in the most recent general rate case. The total costs of recovery, as Carl mentioned, is $3.6 million. And again, the under-recovered balance that was present in the last case has been fully eliminated either through collections and any remaining through the remainder of the non-plant. And the revenue we're asking represents a decrease of just about 22% from the rates that are in effect today. A residential customer using 894 kWh a month would see an annual decrease of $6.84 from the proposed rates. This filing does reflect the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and the reduction of the income tax rate from 35 to 21%. And the company is required to keep this rider in place until at least the end of December 2019, at which time it can be rolled into general rates at the time of the next rate case. And that's all I have on this one in terms of slides. I just point out that the revenue requirement in this particular case did go down, largely as a result, we're depreciating that asset every year. So the revenue requirement from our most recent filing did go down, and then secondarily, with the elimination of any under-recovered balance, that is the big driver in the reduction in that rider rate. With that, I'm here for questions.
I don't have any questions on this one.
What would be the average residential customer per month charge for this rider as proposed? How much is left of this?
For this rider, the average charge?
It's going down 57 cents. But I don't recall how much this rider really amounts to.
Monthly or annual?
Monthly.
$1.67.
That's what it will be after this, so it's currently $2.20 or something. And what all is it just Lewis and Clark that is being recovered there? Or are we just talking about Lewis and Clark because that's where the change came in? Is there anything else, I guess, in that rider that's being recovered?
Nope. In this particular rider, we're getting a return on the rice units that are stationed or that are housed at the Lewis and Clark station. And then the depreciation and property tax, I think that's it. No operating expenses or anything. It's just the return on the asset and those directly associated expenses.
Property tax, and what was the other?
Depreciation.
Any comments from staff?
I really don't have much to add. This one's pretty straightforward. As Travis said, the revenue requirement is coming down, primarily due to the return component coming down as the balance is reduced over time. And the under-collected balance going away, again, thanks to TCJA in part. Usage, again, is going up, so that's helping contribute to the actual percent of rate reduction being a little bit higher than the actual dollar percent reduction. So that's positive news as well. And as they stated, the Lewis and Clark rice units are the only ones currently in this rider. There used to be the Heskett 3 unit in Mandan. That was moved into base in 16666.
I have nothing else.
All right. Jerry, you look like you're willing to be silent.
Well, I could ask why usage is going up. Is there an easy explanation somewhere? Has something happened?
Yeah, it's basically, and you know, we talked about that we have requested to have the tariffs changed on those special contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as those are approved, then those special contract customers will then begin participating in the riders. They currently don't.
Okay, I got you.
So I guess if that doesn't happen soon, then this under-recovered balance is going to start to build. But as soon as that happens and those customers begin to cover that, that's really the driver in the increase.
Okay, I recall that now. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, anything else from the company or from staff?
Nothing.
Okay, then, again, this handout, as well as the audio recording of this proceeding, is now considered evidence. Are there any objections to this evidence becoming part of the official record upon a decision will be made?
No objection.
Just a note on the correction of the date on slide one, otherwise no objection.
Okay, from 2019 to 2018?
Correct, yes.
Okay, duly noted.
Was that just in the slides or was that in the material presented earlier?
I think it's just in the slides.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll make that note. And I've already asked if there's anything else from company or staff. Seeing none, the evidence as presented will now become a part of the official record upon a decision will be made. Are there any other matters for the record? Okay. Seeing none, this informal hearing is now closed.